spray your plate.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we go right to your phone call. That's the point of the show. Let's talk first to Chris in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hey. Is this Ian or Mark?
It's both. And Wayne.
It's both and Wayne. Okay, guys.
What's on your mind?
All right, now, I was listening to you guys. I was listening to you earlier. And the first time I got online, you guys had me wait patiently listening to Alex Jones.
Well, I think what you're confused about is you called our network, the Genesis Communications Network, and while you were on hold, you were probably listening to some old program content, because while you were on hold, you were not actually, we were not live. We just went on the air here at 7:06 Eastern Time, so you were probably listening to something else on their hold feed.
Okay, yeah, I'm just one of those Canucks that just maybe got confused with live air and stuff that had been pre-recorded.
Everybody gets confused sometime. What were you calling about tonight?
That's it. Well, I just there's a correlation. You guys still did advertise Alex Jones.
No, we don't advertise Alex Jones. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, when it was put on hold to get on online or on air with you guys, mm-hmm. the last time I was listening to some Alex Jones Terror Storm stuff.
Yeah, what probably happened was you were on hold during a break, and that was probably running during the break. It's probably one of our network commercials. That's not necessarily one of our advertisers in that, Mark. You did not go out and sell
that
ad.
But our syndicate may very well be running something like that on their fill spots.
The network
is running
advertising, and we are not aware of what it all is.
That's fair enough. Now, this is Free Talk Live?
Yes,
this is.
Talk about whatever you'd like.
Willie Cooper. You guys familiar with him?
No.
William Bill Cooper.
I know Barry
fascinated
Cooper.
By the American government.
I've heard of him.
You've
Under
heard
what
of,
circumstances?
Who am I speaking with?
Wayne.
You've heard of Bill Cooper?
I believe so. Did he write a book?
He did. He wrote several, I believe. But very, very, very good man. Had to get his family out of America to keep him safe.
Okay.
And got assassinated.
What do you believe the reason he was assassinated was?
Well, I believe that he was speaking of some entities that are bigger than you and I that want to take over what you and I have.
And who would that be?
Well, there's five. If you had to get specific, you could suggest the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And some elite people out there.
Okay,
and I know
you
guys are concerned about conspiracy theories and
I'm
and
not too concerned.
People
no.
on the edge.
If I was concerned about conspiracy theories, I wouldn't be doing a radio show where I talk out again, in favor of freedom and against the control of the state. So if I was concerned with that, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Mm-hmm. So, but your response to asking about William Cooper, some of you seemed a little confused, and if you guys are on the same page, you would know exactly who he is.
No, I was just asking you who he was. There are a lot of people out there in the world. How would you expect that I would know the people that you know? There's 3 billion or 5 billion or however many damn billion
people. 6 going on 7, buddy.
Yeah, there's a lot of darn people out in the world. How could you possibly expect us to know what you know? Hello?
You lost me on that, and the aspect of you're suggesting you're on air because you're concerned about the state in which America is in right now,
right?
And there's certain individuals out there that are trying to stand up and fight for a free democracy.
There are a lot of those individuals. How can I possibly know who they all are? I mean, if you look, for instance, at the recent Ron Paul rally, there was like 10,000 people there or something like that. I don't know if that was the actual number, but how would I know who all of those people are? I'm looking at a story here about a man that was killed with a taser, and these things happen all the time. I can't possibly know who all the people are that, you know, died as a result of taser use. So it seems a little unrealistic, your expectation. Is it just me, guys, or is it unrealistic? I mean, Wayne, you knew who he was.
Well, you know, everybody.
Yeah. One out of three.
I've heard of him, and actually I think his name is very popular among some of the more conspiratorial shows. But we're not about that. We try to focus on the future. We talk about liberty and getting people educated about liberty, because you can't free people unless they know what liberty really is. So we take a different tack on this show in promoting freedom and liberty. So
no, I respect that. Now, I'll go back to William Cooper for a second here, who was shot dead by the government.
Allegedly.
He was the same, allegedly, yes, we like to use that word.
Right.
Alex Jones did a show I think you guys are familiar with that, he thought the world was going to hell and we should stand up and start shooting guns. And that was New Year's Eve, 2000 and what was it, 2001? Could I stand to be corrected?
I couldn't tell you.
So you're talking about Alex Jones, the radio host, did a radio show about shooting guns into the air or into people's bodies?
I think he started to just decide to get out and start killing people because we're going to hell in a handbasket.
What people would you suggest?
Pardon?
What people would you suggest, sir?
No, I never suggested anything. Alex Jones did.
Well, okay.
William Cooper suggested that we stop listening to Alex Jones.
Okay.
He says he feels that Alex Jones, for better or worse, is taking the wrong attitude towards how we're supposed to deal with our conflict.
I agree. I actually agree. I think that violence is not the solution. I think that we can achieve liberty in our lifetimes through peaceful means, nonviolent, peaceful means. And I think that you're absolutely right about that. I think jumping to violence is completely the wrong choice. And all that will end up doing is resulting in more violence. I mean, the cycle is violence begets violence begets violence. And
because at the end of the revolution, the strongest guy is the one who's going to be in charge. And the strongest guy isn't the one that we want in charge.
Chris, good to agree with you. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Glad we heard him out, because it sounded for a moment there like he was, you know, sort of promoting what Alex Jones was saying, but yet in point of fact, he wasn't, and that's good.
Well, I don't know that Alex Jones said necessarily.
Well, that's his allegation. Yeah, right. He was alleging Alex Jones said that. So if anybody's out there saying that, if anyone is suggesting picking up weapons and going and shooting some bureaucrats, you really need to ask yourself who that person is. Now, I'm not suggesting, I don't know if what he says was true about Alex Jones, but just as a general rule, if somebody's agitating for violence against the state, so-called, there's a darn good chance that who you're talking to is a federal agent. Darn good.
They do like to do that agent provocateur sort of scenario. And
beyond that, it's just a bad idea.
Yep.
I mean, even if they're not an agent provocateur, even if they're just a wild-eyed, you know, patriot or something like that, then bad. It's just a bad idea. You don't want to be associated with people like that. So talk to them. If they're a friend of yours, sit them down, talk to them, and make it clear, hey, you know, that kind of discussion is very uncomfortable for me. I mean, I understand that there's a certain time and a certain place to retaliate with force.
But like Claire Wolf has said, you know, it's too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards.
Right. So,
and I think that that's exactly where we are.
So instead of grabbing for the, you know, the cartridge box, let's start thinking and brainstorming together about what it is that we can do right now on a peaceful basis that can help perhaps reach out to others and spread the message of liberty as we do on this program 6 nights a week, or, you know, perhaps change people's minds and inside the system. I mean, that's a possibility, too. In fact, we'll be talking about that here in a little bit with my experiences this morning at the government courthouse, the government courtroom here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. As you may recall, they had threatened me over a couch in my tenant's yard. It's not my couch. And even though it is my yard, it's technically my tenant's yard because they're renting it from me. They've got a couch out there, and the city government people apparently do not like that very much. So they came, they threatened. They threatened a $100 fine, followed by a $200 fine, and followed by court action. So today was the court. and myself. You, Mark, you showed up this morning, which is great. Appreciate that. And about 14 other people, 13, 14 other people.
Quite a few. I think it was more than that. I heard a count go higher than that.
Well, I don't know. It was hard to count because everybody was sort of streaming in and the courtroom was packed full of people for other reasons. More on the way about what happened. Plus, I've got some audio to share from when they called me up. So
goodies.
This will be kind of fun. More on the way. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
The great thing about practice is that even a little bit of practice can result in a demonstrable improvement. Think about the difference that 10 minutes of practice a day on your performance would make. In fact, the connection between practice and remarkable performance is so well established that it has given rise to something called the 10-year rule. It generally takes a decade, give or take, to reach what is considered a world-class performance. Now, this may seem like a very long time to become world-class, but don't be discouraged. It is achieved minute by minute and day by day. Practice deliberately for a set amount of time every day and watch yourself become world-class before you know it. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got archives and entire years worth of the show. Enjoy them on us right there, front page, download, click. They are yours at freetalklive.com.
Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com, enter promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx today. You can also get a free webcam. That's WEBEX, enter promo code 600, start your free trial today.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to get shortly here to some audio from today's court appearance. The government people here in Keene had threatened me over a couch in my tenant's lawn with multiple $100 fines, and now today a hearing where I was being threatened if I did not appear, so-called, before the court and answer to the you know, the allegations about the couch in the yard. Which this was essentially, it was a hearing. It was sort of what I expected it to be. I expected to go in there and be railroaded into pleading and setting a date for a trial, which is essentially what happened to our friend Sam from Texas from the Obscure Truth Network. When he had a speeding ticket, he went in not intending to plea but right off the bat, but ask a bunch of questions about the nature and the cause of the proceedings. And in his case, the judge tried to railroad him and successfully railroaded him into, you know, the judge pleads for you, and then they move you to a trial date, even though I believe it's a Supreme Court decision. I don't have it in front of me, but the courts have said, many courts have said, that the person who's on trial has to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings against him. If you don't understand, then you can't enter a plea knowingly and voluntarily. And apparently that's supposed to be an important part of their little process, but they just sort of usually overlook that in favor of just pushing people through the system. So I went in there today fully expecting to be interrupted, but I did have an offer that I wanted to make the government people. And I'd actually suggested on the air prior to this show what that offer was going to be. I refined it a little bit, but basically the idea would be that in return for dropping the current matter and only prosecuting me when the government actually has evidence of a victim, I agreed to have the couch removed, providing the original complaining party introduced themselves to me and asked me to remove it. So this is what I wanted to do. My primary goal today was to get this offer, which I printed out. It's a, you know, it's a piece of paper. You know, the government people, they love their paperwork. So
it looks semi-official.
Yeah, well, it's got two spots for signatures down at the bottom, one for the administrative agent for Ian Bernard, which is sort of my legal name, and then one for an authorized agent for the city of Keene. So I wanted to put this in front of them as a counter offer to their offer. See, it's my understanding that when a government person comes up to you with their tickets and their citations and their other paperwork, they're essentially making you an offer, and this is what Robert Menard over at thinkfree.ca has to say. Is it true or not? I don't know. It's one of the reasons why many of us are beginning to experiment in this area to see if there is any truth to these claims. So the idea is the government's making an offer to you, saying, well, we offer that you contract with us and agree that you owe us this money for having the couch in the yard. Or we're offering you now this trial. For instance, you can come in here and have your trial, and then, of course, we're going to find you guilty, and we're offering to allow you to pay us for the couch in the yard. That sort of thing. That everything the government does, even if it doesn't sound like it, even if it says you must do this, and here are your options, and you must choose one of these options, even though it doesn't, even though it sounds like it's mandatory, that it is in fact an offer.
You know, when I heard you, you know, you went up today and you were sort of, you know, announced to the court that you were here, you know, against your will, and you don't recognize sort of the court's power, and then the judge said, "Shut up, or you're going to end up in a jail cell." It didn't sound like he was making you an offer for a jail cell. No,
no, it doesn't sound that way, does it? And that's kind of their trick, right? They have metal guns.
There's a trick. I think they're going to throw you in jail if you just said one more thing.
Well, Sam actually believes that he was bluffing, and Sam from the Obscure Truth Network plans on coming here to call him on that bluff. I, for one, was not willing to call him on the bluff because I had business to do, and I wanted to come to the show tonight. So
I wouldn't have.
It was not my intention to go to jail today, though I certainly apparently had the opportunity to do
so. I would have picked up I would have got the couch out, moved out of there at the first contact.
Look, Mark, I don't want to make it sound like I'm telling you that these men with guns will not hurt you if you just ask them nicely, okay? I'm not trying to claim that at all. But what I am saying here is that when the government tells you you have to do something, that doesn't mean anything. It's just a group of men and women telling you something. Now, if you don't do what it is they're demanding you do, there is always the chance they're going to send some of their men and women with guns to hurt you or throw you in a cage. So I'm fully cognizant of that, and I totally understand. All right?
Good.
But I'm just telling you what the legal theory is behind the motions and the things that the government does. So my idea here was, instead of accepting their offer and going ahead with their trial and their pleading and all the things they want me to do, I was going to accept their offer and then counter it with my own offer. So, okay, thanks for your offer. Here's my offer. Right? That's what I was trying to do today in court. And so as I got up, when they called my name, it was a room packed full of people. At that time, all kinds of, you know, violent, oh, wait, no, mostly drug users and probably people caught with alcohol. But anyway, I got up and I'd forgotten to actually hit the record button on my personal recorder at the moment that I got up. So it didn't record the first few sentences. So I'll read those off of my notes here and then we'll play the audio back. So he called my name and I said, or he called Ian Bernard, which isn't my name anymore. I go by Ian Freeman. Anyway, he called that name and I said, I'm here to discuss this matter. I'm attending under duress, reserve all rights, and do not consent to your governance. I do not intend conflict with you or the city of Keene. And that's where he interrupted me for the first time. And remember, I was expecting to be interrupted, though even though I was expecting to be interrupted, it was still flustering and it was still sort of difficult to figure out where to go next and how to respond. And I just don't have experience doing this. My first time in front of a court like that. And so actually my next sentence, and you can read it if you want, Mark, to prove, I had intended to compliment this judge. You know how we had this extended conversation last night about how this particular judge here in Keene has done some more sensible things as far as rulings in cases in regards to some of the activists that have gotten into some I guess, issues with the government.
And I took your advice from last night, and I did. I wrote the judge a letter and, you know, had it delivered, I guess. I mean, maybe it never made it to him. I don't know. Yeah. It's not like we peons ever get the opportunity to see the folks on high. But, you know, I did write him a little letter.
So, ironically enough, this guy, Mr. Burke, interrupts me right before I was about to give him a compliment for doing some things right. Right? You know, this positive reinforcement idea. Well, anyway, I ended up writing him a letter later on today, an open letter to Mr. Burke, Edward Burke, the government's judge in this case. And I might get to read that tonight if we have enough time. It really explains my thoughts and what's coming next here in Keene and what it means for him and the government's sort of his choice as like the main judge basically in Keene. This is the man that's sending all kinds of peaceful people to prison cells, like letting him know, look, you've got a few choices as to how to deal with what's going to come next. And so we could talk about that here in a bit. So I got up. I started off my spiel. He interrupts me. And, of course, the reason why he's interrupting is because he wants to rush this process along. Secondly, he doesn't want me to say the things I'm going to say. He doesn't know exactly what I'm going to say, but he knows by now, you know, when you start...
It isn't
going to
forward the situation right, as far as he's concerned.
When you start the conversation with, I'm here to discuss this matter, I'm attending under duress and all that other stuff, he knows that he does not want this going out in front of a room full of people, and he wants to just push me through, get me to, you know, to plea, get me to schedule a trial. That's what his job is here. More on the way. We'll play the audio here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I should mention I sent out an update today announcing that it's a brand new month, and that means that it's time that we ask you to vote for the show again. Every single month, we ask that you do at least one thing for us, and that is that you go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All you need is an email address, and that is only used for verification purposes, so it's not going to be sold or spammed or something like that. Head to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the month of October. If you don't do it today, you've got all month to get it done. Yes, Mark?
We're at number 2.
That's good to know. I got a late start this morning because of the court thing, so I didn't get the message out until noonish or something like that.
Well, the only acceptable place for Free Talk Live at the podcast LA voting ranking, as far as I'm concerned, is number 1.
Number 1.
So number 2, unacceptable.
We still need
62
you.
Votes behind. Please, if you haven't done it yet, do it now.
Vote.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, and Jason Osborne, one of the principals there, is, you know, just a big advocate for liberty. If you have a business or know somebody who does, of course, accounts receivable is always a huge part of business, and it's not the reason that you got into business. turn over your accounts receivable department to SACL CAI. They collect your collect from your you know, creditors or whomever with respect. They don't call names or anything like that. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing to recount my story from this morning. And, of course, if you were in attendance and you would like to recount your version of the events, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Inevitably, I'll probably leave a few things out. I can't remember it all, unfortunately. And, Mark, you were attending as well. About 15 activists showed up this morning for the so-called hearing they were having in regards to the couch situation, which we've been talking about off and on over the last month or so on this program. My tenants have a couch in their yard. Some neighbor doesn't like it. She snitched out to the code enforcers. They came, threatened me. I went to court over it. And I had a few things to say in advance of the whole pleading thing, which is what the judge wants. The judge wants people to go up, put in a plea, schedule a trial.
They've got an assembly line going.
Right, that's their system. And I'm not interested in consenting to their system. So I made that very clear when I stood up. I said, you know, I don't consent to your governance. I am here under duress, and I reserve all rights, and I'm here to discuss this matter. Then I wanted to make them an offer, but he actually interrupted me, and of course, that always, you know, it's going to, somebody interrupts you, it's going to throw you off your game a little bit, and I've never done anything like this before. The audio here is a little bit, it's a little noisy because I had my audio recorder hanging from my neck, so as I would turn pages on the clipboard and sort of move around, there was noise. But it's mostly listenable, so we'll go ahead and play it back for you here. This is some of the audio from today. It's shortly after the judge interrupted me for the first time. Something.
What's that?
I might have to do a little wire swapping here in the studio. I think I just realized that the audio from the file that I was playing is not actually going out to our network. It's going to the internet stream and not going to the network. So shame on me for not having the technical details taken care of here.
I see. I just heard music. I thought we were going to break. Apparently, yeah, they were playing music because there was no noise.
To alert me because it was dead air there. So gotcha. I apologize to our radio listeners for that. We will bring the audio back here here in a moment. I'll manage to swap some wires here shortly and get that to happen. But, Mark, your observations from today before we get into the audio.
Well, it seemed like a lot of sad folks there. I assume that...
You mean the audience, the people that were there, the victims, if you will, for the day?
They looked like it. They looked like they were victims of life, by and large.
You know, there may have been some actual criminals in there. There may have been some domestic violence cases or something like that. We actually were called relatively in the beginning, not right away, but within the first six names or so. Or I was called in the beginning. And so maybe there were some actual criminals. But for the most part, I've sat in those things before. Usually it's like 65-70% of the people there for consensual so-called crimes.
A lot of traffic violations from what I could see, speeding, that kind of thing. It seems like an assembly line where they make money for their system, and you know, I don't like that part. I do have a certain amount of respect for this Judge Burke there, and but you know, at the same time, the system, you know, I don't agree with it, and that's just, you know, sad.
So here's an addition. I forgot to mention what happened before they actually started calling people up there. The guy who is one of the code enforcers here, or as we sort of have fun and call him the couch enforcer, the dude that originally ticketed my house, just sort of left a ticket on my house for the having a couch in the yard.
What you called littering.
He was there, Carl Patton. That is littering. When you leave unwanted garbage on somebody else's property, that's littering. Anyway, he was in the courtroom all dressed up, nice suit, tie, and everything like that. And you actually commented, Mark, that it was a really nice suit. And
I like the pattern.
He approached me at one point as everybody was sort of sitting down, preparing. And he approached me and asked me, hey, have you decided on a trial date yet? And, of course, I went down for my voice recorder to hit the record button before I would continue the conversation with him. And as soon as I started to do that, he said, oh, I don't want to be recorded, and walked away. So it's more evidence that government people are really not so interested. Having a voice recorder or a video camera around is kind of scary to them. It's more proof of that, and also more proof, in my opinion, of what this whole idea of you're consenting to the process. Hey, have you figured out when you wanted to schedule your trial for yet? Well, no, it's your trial. This is your hearing. You guys are the ones demanding that I be here at the threat of violence, because if I didn't show up, they'd put a failure to appear in, and there would be a warrant issued for my arrest, and eventually, if men with guns didn't come to my house to come and get me, if I was driving around, they might pull me over and throw me in a cage. So violence is always backing all of this stuff up. And no, I don't consent. No, I don't want your trial. And so I don't want to set a date for the trial. What I'd like to do is have all this nonsense thrown out and be left alone. That's what I would like to do. So I did, again, come up with this agreement that I wanted to put in front of the government people, and I was actually successful at being able to do that. So we'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. You can call in at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I guess I'll just give you a summary of what happened without playing the audio. We'll get to the audio.
You can talk about what happened. You know, the audio will still be just as interesting and fresh.
Right. So went up, and the judge began, you know, he interrupted me, said, well, what we're here to do is put in a plea, blah, blah, blah. You got a plea. Well, I see where you're coming from on that, but, you know, as I understand it, I need to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings before I can enter a plea. And, you know, more of the sort of the same, well, I need you to enter a plea, whatever. And so I actually said, well, what I'd like to do before we get to that point is make an offer. And so I handed the paperwork.
Suddenly they perked up upon the timing of your offer. They were like, oh, this is interesting. But the judge wouldn't let you actually give it to him or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's got to pass through his hands.
I guess I had to go to
the bailiff.
The bailiff, and then I had to go to the couch enforcer guy.
Well, no, it went to the judge. He took a look at it, and then the judge said that he couldn't actually, if I wanted to negotiate with the city, then I could negotiate with the city, but I can't negotiate with him. See, that's not his job.
I see.
So he couldn't accept the paperwork as a result of that. And so I said, well, okay, I'll be happy to, you know, go ahead and just give that to whoever you need to give it to.
Yeah, like, said, well, I don't care who it is.
Right, so he said, well, I'll just give it back to you and you can do that. Okay, fine. Who do I need to give it to? He indicated Carl Patton, the original guy that brought the entire situation upon me in the first place. So I handed it to Carl Patton. He took a look at it, and we went from there. I'll see if I can swap some wires here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and you can, of course... you also need to know, actually, that InterKnobs brings this show to you. InterKnobs.com. If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, you can purchase knobs and poles at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. That's InterKnobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and poles at InterKnobs.com. All right, so 800-259-9231. Hopefully my board operator is listening. I think I didn't have a chance to verify this before we came back, but I want to make sure that everything is working here correctly. I've got the audio from the hearing this morning, and we'll go ahead and play this back. If it is problematic, hopefully we'll find out sooner rather than later. So here we go. Mark, you were having trouble hearing this?
Yeah, my headphones aren't working. So
Wayne, can you hear yourself right now in the headphones?
I sure can.
Okay, so it's your problem, Mark. I don't know what that is. Well, your headphones have gone bad. All right, so here we go. We continue.
There's only one thing we can say is that you guilty or not guilty.
Yes.
That's all we get today.
Well, I see where you're coming from on that. If I answer your question, would that be consenting to your process?
All we're doing is setting a date for you to come back to your hearing. That's what you want to have.
Well, what I would like to do, actually, at this point, I do need to understand.
Did you hear what he said there? We're going to set a date for a hearing if that's what you want to have. I guess he means the other options would be like I could just pay right then, right now, go and move the couch.
That's what I think I'm hearing.
But would they really – at this point, the action has been started, right? You know, when the government – if something is started with the government, it's very hard to stop. In the beginning, when they sent me the first $100 ticket, or they littered the $100 ticket on my property for the couch in the yard – there was a certain period of time in which you had to, they would tell you that you had to respond and pay the ticket. Otherwise, it would go to 200, 400, and then to court. Well, they never actually went up to 400. They went from 200 to court, but whatever. So it went up to 200, and then they said, well, you need to pay it or else we could go to court by this certain period of time. And then they initiated the court action. So once the court action had started, then you can't really stop that from happening, can you? Like, I could choose to go to trial. What are the other choices? I didn't think to ask that particular question at that time, and he wasn't really in the mood to answer any of my questions.
No, he certainly wasn't, because here's the best part where he tells you, shut up or you're going to jail.
Yeah, that's coming up here, but first I make my offer to him.
Actually, at this point, I do need to understand the nature and cause of the proceedings against me in order to plead, as I understand it. But before I do that, I do have some questions. Before I get to that point, I would like to make this offer.
Why don't you sit up and give me a synopsis of what that
is? The offer is that the men and women calling themselves the City of Keene will agree to discharge the current matter and only prosecute me when they have evidence of the victim. In return, I agree to have the offending couch removed when the original complaining party introduces themselves to me and asks me to remove it like an adult.
Now, this is a little bit different than what Sam, for instance, had done. Our friend Sam from the Obscure Truth Network down in Texas had gone in to take on a speeding ticket case. And, of course, in a speeding ticket, there's definitely no citizen who was originally complaining. So it's kind of a different situation. I was approaching things a little differently, where I actually came back with a counteroffer to what they were telling me. You know, they'll say, you have to do this and this and this. Well, I said, well, no, how about we do this? And then I presented it with him, and so the judge asked for a synopsis, and then we continue.
The party introduces themselves to me and asks me to remove it like an adult.
Yes, sir. We have a busy morning here. If you want to negotiate with the city, I don't negotiate the disposition. If you want to negotiate, that's between you and the city.
You're welcome to put that in front of whoever is authorized to accept that agreement.
I'll return it to you, and you can give it to me.
Who would that appropriate? Who would the appropriate person be? You'd be authorized to accept this agreement?
Sure, I'll take it. I don't know if I accept it, though.
All right, so I'm going to set this.
I'll take it. Don't know if I'll accept it. See, they're all talking in very, very different, interesting terms here, right?
Ian, this is not you get the choice as to whether or not you deal with these people. It's a situation of force. I know that you'd like to believe it.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, on that. I understand what you're saying. It is absolutely a situation of force. I'm not denying that for any moment. I already talked to you about this earlier in the hour, where I said I totally understood that if I didn't show up at the courtroom, they were going to send men with guns
to use force on me.
You
make it so significant,
but wait a minute, Mark,
they're saying.
No, it is significant. Don't you understand?
Apparently, you don't.
The government talks in a language that sounds like English. This is a fact. Government people talk in words that sound like English, but it's in point of fact not actually English. It's legalese, which is one of the reasons why when a government person says, blah, 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 do you understand? You say no. What do you mean by blah, blah, blah?
Or may or must.
Right. Pick a word. Yeah, pick a word and ask them what they mean by it. Because what they say is not necessarily what you think that they're saying. And when I asked him, let me play this segment back here so we can re-listen to the words that they're using.
Who would that appropriate? Who would the appropriate person be? You'd be authorized to accept this agreement?
Sure, I'll take it. I don't know if I accept it, but I'll
take it. You'd be authorized to accept this agreement. Now, that doesn't, to me in English, that doesn't mean sign the agreement. That's not what that means. That means, here, you accept it from me, you take it out of my hand. Oh,
That's not what it means to me. What it means to me when you accept and agree, it can mean in some, you know, in some uses of the terms, if you accept an agreement, you have accepted it.
Oh, but wait, Mark, if words
not
don't,
the piece
wait
of
a
paper.
Minute, now you're defending that. If words don't matter that much, then why are you getting so picky about what accept means? When I hand something to you,
because
you're
making
accepting
it significant.
It is significant.
Not. No, Carl Patton isn't in on some kind of damn conspiracy. Ian?
Wayne, what do you think?
You know, I found it rather interesting that he said, I don't know if I will accept it.
Right, but he'll take it. I don't know if I'll accept it, but I'll take it. Well, that's all I was asking you to do in English. See, I'm talking in English. Are you authorized to accept this? Can I give this to you? That's what I was saying, but that's not what he heard me say in the legalese world.
No, what he sees is a cantankerous guy in front of him,
yeah.
and he wants to screw with him. And he did.
Okay.
You see?
You can say whatever you want,
I mean,
Mark.
Look how much time you spent on the little insignificant sentence he said.
You're saying it's insignificant. I'm telling you that in the legal land, every single word has a very specific meaning. And
that may very well be so. However, yeah. Carl Patton doesn't know what they are.
You don't know what Carl Patton knows, honestly. And I've actually got lunch scheduled with Carl Patton, so maybe I'll ask him about that. We'll talk about that.
He'll
here.
He'll say exactly what I've said.
Carl Patton is an ex-police officer, correct?
He is. 22 years.
I think he pretty well must know his way around legalese in a courtroom, then.
I would think he does. So, Mark, you can just blow all this off as though it's completely meaningless. Why would Carl Patton say, I don't know if I can accept it, but I'll take it from you? Because they are very concerned about the words they use. They choose them very carefully. Anyway, we continue here. With the audio.
Alright, so I'm going to set a date for the hearing.
I'm not consenting to your process.
I'm going to stop you right now. We have a busy morning. One thing is to set the date right now, and that's all.
Right. Are you asking me for my consent?
I'm just going to set a date.
Are you entering a plea on my behalf?
Yes, not guilty.
Okay. Now, are you representing me?
I'm representing the court.
Now, he did, at this point, if there's some kind of appeal process in all this, he has just stepped in it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he has entered a plea on your behalf as the court, and the court doesn't enter pleas.
Is that true?
Well,
sounds like they just did.
The court is there to judge things, not to enter things.
So I'm supposed to enter the plea?
Afraid so.
That's
you or
what
your,
I thought.
Your counsel.
That was what my understanding was, but it seems like these
judges... Now, this is a point where legalese matters.
Right. Well, I was actually – somebody else suggested on one of the internet forums that the judges in New Hampshire, they don't actually have to get a plea from you. They can just go ahead and enter a not guilty plea for you, you know, if you don't plea. But it's not that I was refusing to plea, see. It's not that I was refusing. I just wanted to understand the nature and the cause of the proceedings against me, and he didn't want to have anything to do with answering the questions that I had to ask him. Continue here.
How is it you can enter a plea?
I'm not going to engage in a dialogue with you. If you say one more word, I'm going to have you removed.
He does.
You can wait outside for your notice.
Will you be sending men with guns after me if I don't show up to your trial?
One more word, and I'll have you arrested. Wait outside for your notice.
Now, I didn't wait outside for the notice per his order. I did not wait outside for the notice. I did go outside of the courtroom at that point. I probably should have said something. Well, I don't know. He might have arrested me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think you would have.
But I didn't feel like going to jail at that particular moment. So I did go outside of the courtroom, and I was followed by Carl Patton. We'll tell you what happened here coming up in hour number two. What did Carl want to say? Well, it actually turned out to be pretty interesting. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you